Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another Daily Financial Market Report. And I'll be honest with you, there's no other way to really be, to be honest. This is exciting. I'm so excited right now. I can hardly even compose myself for so many different reasons. I'm excited because yesterday I talked about change. Looking forward to change, good and positive changes that are coming, that are here. And also for our members to take part in this awesome and amazing change. That includes you, the listener. If you're not a member, go to the website, visit us at our website. If you got the information on the screen and you're looking at the phone number, contact our business counselor. Get started. This is a great opportunity. And whenever there's opportunities available, especially if you're able to see it, if you have the vision and you're able to see it, if you know what I mean, I'm talking about you're going to have to be a visionary, be able to see something. Okay? And guys, contact us. We're about to move so far into the area of success, and that's just not for us here at the Forex Helper, but all of our members that are part of this network. Every WIN member will be able to benefit from what's about to come. Now, let's get right into the Daily Financial Market Report, and let's see exactly what the market is telling us. There's some interesting things taking place. So let's take a look at the patterns. I talked about that yesterday. Let's look at the patterns. Always keep your eyes open for patterns, those of you who are investors out there. Look for trends. Start to train your mind to look out for trends, short-term trends, mid-term trends, long-term trends. Very important. If you're able to see a trend, especially if it's a long-term trend, before it even takes off, oh my goodness, and you get right in at the beginning because you had the vision, you're the visionary, you were able to see ahead of everyone else, you had the advantage point, because what does it mean to have the advantage point? Again, going back to the ebook, you gotta be at the very top of the mountain. At the mountain top, at the peak of the mountain, you're going to have an advantage. You're going to be able to see all around you. You're going to be able to see from a distance, from far away. You'll be able to see more than the average person that's stuck at the bottom, short-sighted, only able to see directly what's in front of them. So, be a visionary, pay attention to the trends, especially long-term trends. Pay attention to the patterns. Now, what are the patterns that we're looking at here in the Forex market? All right. So, today, we're at 77%. 77%. So, we're kind of already seeing a little bit of a movement in the market. And that's just because there's one particular currency that kind of tipped the scales a little. Remember yesterday we were at 80%? Today is Thursday. So Wednesday we were at 80%. Tuesday we were at 80%. Monday there was no activity in the market because it was a holiday. It was President's Day. So the markets were closed. But notice the pattern. Guys, pay attention to the patterns. 80, 80, 77. All right, so it's kind of going a little down. So we're starting to see some of that steam from our MAS score starting to deflate, and that engine is starting to slow down a little bit here. But we're still looking at some awesome opportunities. We're able to see some great things coming. And of course, those of you who are taking advantage of this opportunity, now you're going to get the most benefit. So that means we're going to just be on the close lookout to be able to see exactly where this shift is going to take us, where it will lead us. And I don't want to do any speculation. I just want to read the report because I could talk and speculate all day long. But the report is so accurate. Those of you who are taking advantage of this opportunity, I know you're happy. I'm looking at all the accounts, and they're doing absolutely amazingly, stupendously awesome. Awesome results. Profit after profit after profit. Now, which one of the currencies kind of tipped the scale a little bit? It was the Mexican peso. It's been a little choppy anyhow. All right. So with the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar, it's weakening against the U.S. dollar. So quite naturally, the current market movement ended up changing. So it's no longer aligned. So that's why it got knocked off course. So the Mexican peso was trying to battle against the U.S. dollar, was doing so-so. It wasn't really doing all that great. It did have an extreme stress associated with it. Sure enough, caved in. So changed position. All right. So that's what we're looking at right now. But what's interesting is if we wanted to talk about these pairs that are associated with the U.S. dollar or connected to the U.S. dollar, I should say, the euro, we're looking at some very interesting things taking place with the euro. There's still a pressure that the euro dollar is fighting against, but overall, we're still holding that baby as a sell. The Australian dollar, very interesting. The amount of strength and resiliency that this Australian dollar has, absolutely amazing. So if you want to look for some strong currencies to get into, always take a look at that. Now, I know some of you guys have been asking, Gabriel, when are you going to go over the futures market and explain that even more, because the video that I have out there, I remember the title now, by the way, it's called Cool Forex Strategy. All right, and it is a pretty cool strategy, by the way. I'll go over it definitely in the month of March. We still got some couple of loose ends here that we need to tie up, myself and our business counselor. Once we get those loose ends tied up, and oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about March. That's going to be the month where we're going to pound it out as far as getting all of the information that we need in order to empower ourselves to go and continue on this journey. We're on this journey to climb up this mountain. This is a mountain climb to the top. Many don't make it. Many stay at the bottom because they're afraid. But the ones who start to join us in this journey, some of them don't make it all the way to the top because it's just too difficult for them. But once we get to the top, we look back, we're midway there, and we look back at the progress that we've made. And yes, it does feel good. But when we look forward, still have a ways to go. So it could be a little challenging, but don't give in to those negative thoughts. Let's keep trucking along. We've made it this far, thus far, and we're going to make it to the top of the mountain. We're going to make it, guys. Just stick in it, stick to it, hang in there. So let's move on to the commodities part of the report. Have about 9 minutes 11 minutes, actually. Well, 10 minutes now. 10 minutes left. Okay, commodities. So we do see a change in the commodities MAS score. We're looking at 100% in the MAS score, which one? This is a little bit kind of interesting because the 100% on this one, the commodity that actually tipped the scale happened to be palladium, but we do have a warning symbol on our palladium. Be extremely careful. In fact, I would just advise you don't trade palladium. Just don't touch it. We have it on our report, but we have a lot of warning symbols on it. Stay away from it. And for future notice, if we have an asset that's extremely volatile and dangerous, we're going to put that on there. So whenever you see that yellow warning symbol, that's exactly what it means. It means just be very careful. Just be careful. Probably should not even trade that asset. Now, for some reason, if you are, you know, have some kind of, you know, love relationship with an asset and you want to trade it no matter what, well, just do it at your own risk. But can't say you were not warned, okay? So, palladium is what tipped the scale. It's going down again in the sell, so we got to sell off with it, but it's very mixed up. So we're at 100%. But other than that, all the other commodities still on the same track, on the same progress. Are you guys noticing another pattern here I wanted to bring up? Look at the pattern of the days. Look at the pattern of the weeks. Are you seeing that? I hope you're able to see the benefit of long-term investing in all of these markets. Number one, you should see this, that it works across the board. And then number two, that along with the consistency, with the experience that you're holding these assets with, the long-term pays off. And you're going to, and you should eventually start to stress less to the point where you don't even stress at all. I want to get you all to this point where you realize you have that epiphany moment and you realize, oh my goodness, why did I stress out for? What was the whole point of me stressing for? You know why? Because when you get to the top of that mountain, right? Think about it. It's so quiet there. It's so peaceful. It's so serene. It's so beautiful. Barely any noise. I mean, now, I've never climbed a mountain. I've read about it. I've seen documentaries. So I'm going off of that. Okay, I'm not a mountain climber. But contrast that to the chaos at the bottom. Now I'm talking like this, but look at the market, okay? Look at all the craziness and the confusion. And go online and just peek your head at these videos and all the forums and the people and the commotion, and there's so much confusion, and it's like you can feel that within yourself. You just dive into that and you just want to bail and jump out of that. Just not worth it, okay? All the chaos and confusion. So there you have it. You're going to be at peace. You're going to have peace of mind, at least from the investor standpoint, okay? About 6 minutes left. Let's go on to the cryptocurrency part in this report. Not surprised, but cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, that's pretty much the hot topic of the news, and it's been the hot topic of the news. Sure enough, Bitcoin passed $50,000. Last I checked, it's at $52,000, and it's going up and up, all right? Sometimes I don't want to say too much, but here, some of the information is kind of almost, I don't want to say obvious, because it's not really all that obvious to a lot of people. But again, if you're going off the fundamentals, off of the news reports and all the things that are taking place, just be careful, because there are times when Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies will retract, right? Because they're going to have to test their previous price points. You want to know when those times are, so get access to our report. Those of you cryptocurrency lovers out there know exactly what's going on. And I know some of you risk takers out there with cryptocurrency, you guys are probably swimming in a lot of money right now. All right. Let's just put it straightforward. You invest in cryptocurrency, you're going to make a ton of money, more than any other market by far. Period. All right. But it comes with its risks. Let's go on to the next part. About 4 minutes left. And that is the last portion of this market. And that is the indices. What's going on with indices? We're at a consistent 94%. Now, the indices market is actually known for extreme consistency. So you're going to be able to see this happen for quite some time, and it works on both sides. So what do I mean by that? In the MAS for the alignments, we're seeing green, so you'll be able to see a consistency across the board for quite some time in the green, because that's just the nature of the indices market. Case in point, look at the NASDAQ, for example. All year, so the whole year of 2020, that means from January to December, that market was consistent going up and up and up and up. So that should give you an insight that the indices market operates on a more long-term formula than, let's say, the Forex market. But the cool thing about it, even though it does operate by nature on a more long-term formula, at least you can still apply this type of strategy to the indices as well as all other markets. So if you want to get into the indices, I will also give you a word of advice. It is very volatile at times, so just be ready and make sure that you have at least $2,000 in your account before you even touch indices. Don't touch indices if you're anywhere under $500. It's extremely risky. You can, and if you do touch it, if you're under $500, no less than $300. I mean, don't go below $300 messing around with indices. And if you do it, just a very tiny lot size. But I highly recommend you have at least $2,000 in your broker account before you even begin touching indices. And if you do touch the indices market, make sure you have access to our report. Make sure you touch an indices that's perfectly aligned with no stressors, and you'll be making some really, really good percentage yield returns. Now, with that being said, with about 1 minute left, we're also going to keep our eyes on the indices market, because remember, the indices market, like I said previously, for 1 year, it's been going up. So that means it had a whole uptrend for about 12 months. Guys, we have to keep our eyes open to look out for any kind of movement that would indicate, especially when there's a lot of misalignments in current market value. Then we need to really be a wise investor. to have our wise investors' mind set when that time comes. You'll know what I mean when it comes. This concludes our daily financial market report. We'll see you after the commercial break.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
ForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
TJ the Business Counselor.
But they don't even take this serious though. They got their plan. What's fun? Check us out.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what
it is. Let me introduce myself. My name is TJ, and I'm the business counselor for Forex Helper. So, all you new listeners, I will be the one that will help you through your journey in Forex Helper. I'd like to give all congrats to all the account management. So we are looking good over there, man. I'm about to go ahead and call y'all on the phone. But hey, let me borrow a couple hundred. Y'all looking good over there. Y'all looking good over there in the account management. Good Lord. Yes, indeed. So y'all already heard it, ladies and gentlemen, especially those who are already members. A lot of new things about to take place real soon. So hang tight to that. Also, things are about to be so excited. Ooh, you know how when Christmas was on his way, you were little kids, you couldn't wait for Christmas. And you know, mama told you was a little kid, you could get that Sega Genesis. You couldn't wait, and it got close to Christmas, it was on the 24th. And you couldn't sleep at all. Remember, you couldn't even sleep. Because you came by, oh, I'm going to be on that Sega Genesis all day, the following day. Oh, that's how it's going to be like that in Forex Helper. Better watch out now. All right, so what we're going to do now,
DJ,
I just want to say this.
Counselor.
But you got the e-book still. A lot of things about to take place. Free trial. You people, I'm here for you. I want to get you going as soon as possible. Some of y'all might take an opportunity while you can. The opportunity is still there because the opportunity is going to change eventually very soon. What do you mean, TJ, very soon? Well, think about it. How many days is in February? I'll let you do the math. However, what we're going to do right now, I want to play a testimonial because we got a new voice added to it. I can't wait for you guys to listen. And the only reason why we played a testimonial by our members, so you can hear their side, right? It's not hearing from my mouth or Gabriel's mouth. You are hearing from their mouth. So if only to please to say so, it's good to have witnesses, right? It's like if you go to court and the judge says you have two witnesses.
The business counselor.
Yes, I do, Your Honor. I have a few. May I hear? I said, Your Honor, you sure can. And I bust down like this.
Decided, based on the strategy that we are following the long-term strategy, decided to just let it be. Just let it be. If possible, I'm not actually going to close out on any trades or collect on any of that profit. I leave that all up to you guys, guys in the account management section. I leave it up to them to deem it necessary at a certain point to collect the money or to collect the profit off of those trades. But for now, I'm just going to look at it and see how the profits come in. Yeah. The patience paid off. Did pay off. And I'm this kind of person that has developed a level of patience in many fields in life, really. And so I can handle that, can handle the swing, can handle the emotional swings, really. So I decided to just let it be and just trust the system and wait, even if it is to wait 90 days, like Gabriel says in the strategy, to wait 90 days minimum to see real good profit coming. I don't have a problem with that, really. Yeah, but I thank you for your prompt response and also for your guidance. I'm always listening in to the talk show, and it gets quite encouraging, really. And you guys are a good team to work with. Thank you so much. For concerning the payment,
I love the program. It's amazing. I'm learning patience, not just with the program, but in life. The program is changing my life, and it's going to allow me to get a lot of things done that I want to do in this lifetime. So Gabriel and crew, they are absolutely simply amazing, and I want to continue to the other programs that he has as well once I continue to profit. And I personally want to thank Gabriel and his whole team for everything they've done for me.
Hello, guys. My name is Linton.
I have joined. I have buy the ebook of Gabriel, and I have practiced it, and I'm seeing great results. All you need to do is just be patient. CMV works, guys. My results after purchasing that ebook, they changed like forever. But it took me time to understand it. But now I clearly understand it. It works, guys. It really works. And I'm happy with my profit. I'm happy about the ebook. So I would like to say thank you, Gabriel, for writing this ebook. Now you have changed all the game for me. I'm happy that I'm providing for my family. I'm very happy to say thank you so much. The ebook is wonderful.
Strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Gideon Brown, and I want to come and testify about my awesome experience with the Forex Helper. I've been around in the Forex community for 10 years, and I did not have any success. I would either lose a little bit of money or break even, but I never saw my profits grow the way sometimes we see on social media, YouTube, and all these traders. But being connected and plugged into the Forex Helper family has lowered my anxiety. My accounts are in profit, and I came in at the tail end of the storm in January, But every since I met the Forex Helper in January and up until now, and we're in about the second or third week of February, my account has been in profit. And I'm really excited, and I'm glad to be plugged into the Forex Helper family. I don't have to look at my screen every day anymore. I'm making money while I'm sleeping. And being a part of the Forex Helper family, being plugged in with Gabriel and TJ has allowed me to start building wealth. And I truly can say that I have a wise investor's mentality. And I'm growing, and I'm looking forward to the journey that I'm on with the Forex Helper family. Hey, you guys have a great day. And if you're on the fence and you're trying to figure it out whether to come into our family, please join us. You will not be disappointed. You guys have a great day.
So my name is Sebastian Fox. I've been with the Forex Helper for over 2 years now. It's been great for me. There's always, with everything, there's no get-rich-quick scheme. I think a lot of folks get into things and thinking that, you know, you're going to be a millionaire the following month, but it doesn't work like that. But my experience has been great. If you just trust in the team and allow them to place your trades and allow them to tell you when to pull out and allow them to fully manage your account, because I'm in account management. I use them around account management. I let them take care of everything, and I don't worry about it. But you also too have times where they'll tell you it's a storm, and they do come. Storms do come, but just like in the average world, you know, storms come and they go, and the sun comes back out again. So if you just be patient and you know, just have that fortitude not to you know, take your money out or don't believe in the system, then you'll find that ultimately you'll reach the goals that you're trying to reach. One big thing I like to look at is, and I tell people all the time that I introduce to the Forex Helper, hey, just trust the process. Trust the process. Everything's not perfect. It's not going to work. Every day you look at your trades, you're not going to see all blue every day. Blue is profit. So you're not going to see it all the time. But if you trust the process, I can assure you one thing for sure. They win more times than they lose. So if you trust the process and you do go through the storm, I always say in life you have three stages of life. You're either headed into a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of one. That's the three stages of life. And we continue to do those, and we rotate those until we leave this great earth. So with the Forex Helper, it's the same way. You know, you stay in a trade, they put you in a trade, and you may go through a storm, but if you trust the process, I promise you, whatever they lose, they will recover it, and then some. So it's been a blessing to me. I can tell you I give you one quick story. When I was off work due to COVID, I couldn't go into work, and I had been in Forex, dealing with Forex Helper for a while at this point in time, and I had funds over there. I kid you not, I was able to withdraw funds. Every 2 weeks I was pulling funds out that helped me make it through that tough time. So I tell you, you can definitely build your account and get your finances where you want to be. Just trust the process. Just trust the process.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that girl.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Shout out to Forex Helper members. Thank you.
Salute.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I think I might need a Kleenex, you know, because Guys, here, in all seriousness, these are really touching situations, all right? These are real life people with real life circumstances. This is not an easy world that we're living in. So for you to hear someone like Sebastian, who just gave his testimony, how during the time of the pandemic, he was able to benefit from the services. Yeah, you know, and he also explained, yeah, there were times when there were storms that were coming, and you know what? He was tested. We all were tested. I've given this analogy so many times before, and I'll always give this analogy. It's just like being out on the open seas, and you know, you got the storm coming, and oh my goodness, look, everyone's going to be tested to see if they have what it takes. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about too. You have to have what it takes. You got to have what's called an iron gut. Okay? You know, like that iron gut. What's an iron gut? Have you ever been on a roller coaster and you take that one drop and you feel like your insides are going to come out of your mouth and you're like, "Oh my goodness," you know? Or if you ever seen that thing where they got to train the astronauts before they go out into space, they spin them around and, you know, they make sure that they can handle the velocities and all that stuff. And if they don't pass that test, well, guess what? They can't go up there in that ship, in that spaceship. You got to be able to stomach. That's what it means. You got to be able to stomach it. All right? It's not easy to stomach it because, oh, my goodness. When you're looking at your account, here, I'm going to give you an example. Let's talk Forex. All right? When you place your trade, and you initially place your trade at the beginning, I don't show you guys these videos. The reason I don't show you guys the videos where our account is in red, because first of all, I already know that most people go by what they see. All right, they're not thinking that maybe this account is going to be in red and then later it's going to get out of that red. That's just not how the majority of people think, especially in the Forex world. They'll see that red and they'll be like, "Oh my goodness, look at that. He's losing. Goodbye." And they're out. All right, they're out. So, but the reality of the matter is this. Whenever I would place these accounts in our monthly account, so a monthly account that I have on YouTube that I've been recording for the past couple of years, it starts off in red. Now, depending on where the market is at the time, in this case, if we did it this month, since all of the MAS scores in green, because that's how the Forex market MAS scores started off, then we would see a nice head start. So we may see a red maybe for about a day or two, maybe 3 days the most. And then in some kind of extreme strange case, even with the MAS score at a green, but the fundamentals are crazy, we may see maybe 4 days of red. But due to the experience that I already have in this, I realized that, wait a minute, let me just wait a minute here. And let's wait. The next week, sure enough, everything is starting to settle itself and weigh itself out. And all of the numbers are starting to come in. Because we got to remember, this whole situation is dealing with numbers and data. We have to just wait for all the data to come in, is really what it is. If we want to put it in a real simple terms, from a technical standpoint, we have to wait for all the data to come in. Now, if you can just wait for the data to come in, you wait for all the computers to crunch all the numbers and solve all the equations, because it's a lot to do, so that means we have to give it time. So once all that portion, and it does it in little blocks and segments, so when that portion and when those segments are done, guess what? Everything's calculated, the verdict is in, and the computers tally up their score, and they say this is the price, the accurate price for this asset now. Whether it's valued or devalued, whatever it is, but we've waited now. All right? Now, in the case of the opposite scenario, this is what we would have. We would have a month where the MAS score isn't doing so well. So things may be in red, okay? But does it mean that we don't have any opportunities to trade? Or maybe you had some trades that were already running. You got a little into the game a little late, and then something happened in the market. Sure enough, boom, it's a huge market storm. You don't want to let go of your trade because you know that if you cut that trade off, you're going to be in a loss when you could just hold on as long as your margin level percent is still good. And you just now have to, what? What do you have to do? You have to stomach the storm. You're going to have to stomach it. You need an iron gut. So now, in this case, you jump in. The storm is crazy. Market's not doing so good. You place trades in your account. I've had this happen before several times, but now all of a sudden your account's red and you're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Now, the person who doesn't have access to our data won't even have a clue. They're going to look at that. If I would have recorded that, they would have looked at that on the social sites and said, oh my goodness. Now, one or two things, they would have kept looking each day to see, is this guy out of his mind? Is he going to get out of this or not? Or they'll just stop looking altogether and say, oh no, I'm not going to do that. That's insane. But they don't realize that's just the nature of the market, long term especially. So, what am I saying here to sum everything up? Point I'm trying to make is this. Hold on. Hold on. Things will change for the better. Things are going to change for the better. Now, if I were to put the Forex Helper on a scale of current market value and current market movement, we've had our moments where we were in current market movement going down. That's just normal. That's a normal thing for every business. But now, we're perfectly aligned, guys. And our current market value was always up, by the way. I'm going to see you after the commercial break. We're going to get into the stock market report, and we're going to talk about some very important things after this commercial break.
Learn how to trade online with one-on-one personal mentorship. Get accurate market signals with our winning trading strategy. Get free stock market signals and expert account money management with actual verified proven results. The Forex Helper team is here to help you succeed with your long-term financial goals. Take part in this exciting and life-changing opportunity at theforexhelper.com.
All right. I just want to, for that testimony we had, I want to give thanks to all the gentlemen that was on there. Brother Matthews, Brother Gideon, Brother Fox, Brother Neelie, and Brother Harris. I appreciate you gentlemen, and I'd love to have more people on there to express this. Keep in mind that y'all voices will be heard through all of our platforms. And that means a lot to us, and you guys' voice can touch a lot of people too that's out there, because it's real out there in society when it comes to making income. So again, I just want to thank you guys for the time. Y'all didn't charge me. You said, well, hey, TJ, you got to give me something for it. You did it from the kind of your heart, so that means a lot to me. So I'm hoping to have more. And I know some of y'all may say, especially the ladies, when you're going to have women on there. It's just all men? No, it's not all men. Work with TJ. You know, I got to go back into my, what they call that, into my, back to my office, work on some things. Now I have some women involved and things like that. Give me enough time. So because I want everyone to understand, this is not just a men thing. It's women's involved too. You know, it's just mainly percentages men, but I want you people to understand it's men and women. So it's not just all men on here like that. So keep that in mind. So again, thank you to you gentlemen. I appreciate it. So I'm gonna give it back to Gabriel so he can talk about the Apple. All right.
Thank you, TJ. You all, this does mean a lot to us because just like our business counselor said, it's not only coming out of our mouths, but out of the mouths of those who actually use our service and use our product. Now, let's talk about what's going on with the stock market. And I wanted to start the report. I'm noticing that in the past videos that I've recorded, I didn't really get enough time to really get into the stock market report. And I want a lot of people to join in the stock market report and participate because for number one, it's free for now. It's free. F-R-E-E. Yeah, we're giving free stock market signals that actually work. That actually work using the same strategy. Now, just like our business counselor says, look, things are going to change. It's only going to be for a limited time. We're not going to just, look, this is a business here, so we have to charge. That's just what businesses do for the quality of products and services that we're providing. So for now, we're giving this for free. So take advantage of it while you can, while the opportunity still presents itself. I left off yesterday talking about Boeing. We did collect our profits on Amazon. Let me go ahead and take a look at that real quick. Yes, we collected our profit on Apple, which was $30. We collected our profit on Amazon, which is about $894. And then I got some other stuff here that I closed out. But for the week so far, we're at $477 profit on this account. So now let's go ahead and look at Boeing. Boeing is currently at $20. We started holding Boeing as of February 3rd, February 3rd, 2021. What's going on with Boeing? Before I even got into this, I realized something. The other report, I was a little off, I'll be honest with you, because I didn't really do my homework. I got to do my homework. I don't want to come on here and sound crazy, you know what I mean? I already sound crazy enough, but I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about either. So I had to do my research, and there's nothing wrong with that. We look, guys, I don't know it all. I don't even want to pretend or come across that way. I don't, all right? So we all have to continue to grow, and that's why I mentioned in the other broadcast that I want this stock market report to be an open forum. I want to get that forum filled. I think right now it's like ghost town. I'll be honest with you. That's because we didn't really market it, but here. We want you all to be part of this discussion. We have open mic. Our business counselor put this platform together so that we all can discuss. So if you all do your homework along with me, I'm going to do my homework too and see what's going on with each of these businesses from the fundamental aspect to see what's going on. There's so many things that are taking place within an organization that will either give it value or cause it to depreciate in value. So it's the same for everything across the board, including ourselves, for crying out loud. There's certain things that we can put within ourselves to make us more valuable, a valuable asset for other people to benefit from. And then there are things that can actually depreciate us in value to make us not really worth as much or not as valuable. Now, what is that thing? You can always invest in yourself. We talked about that before. So those of you who are part of this network, make yourself valuable. Take advantage of this opportunity. Learn. Read the material. All right? And we're going to have a lot more material for you all to read, a lot more videos for you to listen to. Get your notepad out, your pencils, you name it, and write it down. Learn. Eat it up. Okay? So let's take a look at this one headline. Now, today is February 18th, but I did come across this very interesting headline. And the reason why it stood out to me the most is because once I looked at the headline and read the article, and when I compared it to the technical analysis, and I want you all to get in the practice of doing that, look at the technical analysis, and the Daily Financial Market Report does represent the technical analysis. I want you to understand that. 100%, it represents technical analysis across the board. Period. Now, fundamental analysis, researching exactly what's taking place with that asset, in this case, with Boeing, here's what's taking place. Now, according to our research from the technical analysis standpoint, especially with current market movement, from the date of December 14th to about January 25th, Boeing took a dive in value. Now, it took a dive in value, but overall, the current market movement was still at a buy. So that dive that it took in value was the extreme stress, and it was very extreme. But it did not cause the value overall, the current market movement of Boeing to cave into that stress, if you follow what I'm saying. It wasn't an extreme stress takeover. Now, after January 25th, with the announcement now, well, actually, let me back up a little bit. Part of the reason of that was because the 737 MAX, which is a new line of fleet of planes that they're working on, had to be grounded because of the whole pandemic situation. That was the cause of the value of the stock value declining. Now, if we have this on our report, oh my goodness, in fact, just thought about something. I'm going to have to make sure that the stock market report, the actual free report, is updated every day, just like the other ones. I don't want to neglect that, okay? But if you were to look at the stock market report, and you would be able to see it once I have it updated to reflect the same values of the Daily Financial Market Report, you would see Boeing current market movement at a buy, but you would see that extreme stress. Now, we currently are holding that according to the current market movement. So the current market movement would be at a buy, but there would be an extreme stress, and we're currently at $20. Which should have been a lot more, but that goes to show you that every asset is different, especially since there's some type of stress going on, and now we know what that stress is. Do you see what I'm saying? So because our technical, follow me, because of our technical analysis, which is the charts and the lines are actually showing that according to our current market movement strategy, Boeing is at a buy. That's why I have it at a buy here on the MT4. And since it is at a buy, it hasn't really matured at such a great amount of money, $20, since February 3rd. It's now February 18th. But why hasn't it matured past $20? What's the holdup? According to the chart, we see that there's an extreme stressful force opposing that buy. So we know there's a sell force, right? Extreme stress. So it's opposing that Boeing current market movement. But that's all technical talk. Now let's talk fundamental. Give it to me practically, Gabriel. What's going on? Well, let's do some research. What's going on? Sure enough, we have this article here. The headline is titled, "Is Boeing Stock a Buy with More 737 MAX Jets Back in Service?" Even they're questioning. Now, this article came out back on the 11th. So, interestingly enough, sure enough, go back to the chart, and I do my research, Sure enough, right when, I'll go ahead and read a portion of this article. It says this, Boeing, the ticker symbol BA, is still posting steep losses, but the 737 MAX is back in service and deliveries have resumed. Is Boeing stock a good buy now? A buy signal that they're, even this here from investors.com, by the way, even they're asking, is it time to buy now? Interesting. Investors should look at the aerospace giant's fundamentals and the BA stock chart, just like I've been saying here. When I read that line, I was stunned. Sure enough, you got to look at both. Even they're saying the same thing as analysts. You got to look at both Boeing's fundamentals. We got to see what's going on with Boeing. Where are they going to move? Are they going to run into another hiccup? Because if they do run into another hiccup, guess what? We're going to see that stress indicator come back on again. So technically, from the technical standpoint, no more stress indicators on Boeing. So now we should see that this $20 should go up more and more and more with the days to come. But also keep in mind, just like this article stated, and I've been stating this too, let's pay attention to both the fundamentals and the technical analysis. So that's what's going on with Boeing. And the next one here on this list. So what are we going to do with Boeing? I'm going to continue to hold Boeing. Why am I going to continue to hold Boeing? Well, first of all, I was holding it even through the extreme stress. And it didn't cave in. Now, if it would have caved in, I would have just let it go with whatever the profit or loss was. And then if it was a loss, I would have jumped back on something else and make up for that loss. If it was a small amount of profit, let's say $2, then hey, then that's just what it is. But now let's go on to the next stock on this MT4 with about, I got about 2.5 minutes to spare. The next one is Baba. That's their ticker symbol name, and that's AliExpress, by the way. All right, so AliExpress or Alibaba Group, the company that the Chinese company that, you know, makes AliExpress online. They sell a lot of Chinese products and stuff like that. Now, they were going through some serious problems back from October 2020 up until January 11, 2021. Now, that was a severe market depreciation in their stocks. Our AliExpress is at a buy and we're at $28. Now, what's interesting is this. If you are holding the Baba or AliExpress according to current market value, you would have had to, you've guessed it, you would have had to wait from October to January drawdown. See, it's October, November, December, 4 months. Oh my goodness, would you have that type of iron gut? The current market value, now I'm talking current market value, wasn't even phased by this drawdown, which was brought about by current market movement. But at the same token, if you were a current market movement investor, you could have jumped on there and made money on the sell-off too. So it could go either way. Now you see why it's important. It depends what type of investor you are. Guys, that concludes the daily financial market report on the stocks. We'll see you on our next update tomorrow. Lord willing, guys, take care.